besides communicating with each other, there was a lot of back and forth with the 49ers game last week, and then with the Chiefs being a rival and such. Where do you come out on that? I mean, I talked to Tony about that a little bit yesterday, and he's not big on trash talk and stuff, but that some guys actually need it and thrive on it as long as they don't cross a line. Where do you come out on that?
Well, I really like Coach Tony's answer, reading the transcripts, of course, because everybody motivates themselves differently for this game. Some people are more vocal than others. Some people have to yell and scream before they play. Some people got to throw up in the locker room every week. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody gets ready differently. I think some of our younger players are in the process of learning exactly what they need to do week in and week out to reach that mental point. Mm-hmm. And where I am is, I think everything is in that process, meaning I know what level I played at, and it took me a while to figure it out. Now, we don't want – he gave the example of DJ. It was a great example because DJ made a great play in one of his first game back, but then drew a flag. So it's right on that edge, and you have to learn how to play on that edge where within the time of the play until the ball is on the ground – everything you got, and then to pull it back at the end of the play, take a deep breath and go to it. Young guys have to learn how to do that. So I think some of our players know how to do that. Others are right in the middle of learning how to do that. And every man's different.
What's the biggest improvement you've seen in CO Moore this season?
CO has improved weekly on his diagnosing plays. Visually seeing things. He needs to continue to improve on certain things like running pass keys and those type of things. So becoming consistent all the time with his eyes off the ball. He's improved, but there's still more improvement to go there, and we like where he's headed. That's the biggest, though, his eyes and how it takes him to determine run and pass. There's certain things that tell you run and pass, bowling guards, angles of fullback, et cetera, things that we coach. But he's improved there and needs to stay on the progression, because once he figures that out and does it all the time, you know, as fast as he is and as quick as he is, he can get to all the plays. Because there's only two things they can do. They can run or they can pass. That's all they get. So we need to figure it out.
He's getting better. One play early in that game where it looked like it was a Kaepernick design run, which I know you guys didn't really want him. You wanted to prevent him from doing that, and he immediately knife through and dumped him for a 7-yard loss.
Yeah, that was a heck of a burst play, because he was activated on that play and he ran right through where he was supposed to go and then saw it and went and caught him. Mm-hmm. That's an example. He's quick and he's fast. Mm-hmm. And when he's in his mindset of, okay, it's pre-snap, let me read. Okay, now let me get my eyes right. Mm-hmm. Okay, trust my eyes. Take a little bit of time, because the further you are off the ball, the more your eyes find the ball before your feet take you there. Eyes before feet. Furthest away are DBs. You got to find angles. Linebackers in the middle. They named him linebacker because he's backed off the line, right? Mm-hmm. So there's times where you're going to do things right away, like he did there, mm-hmm. and there's times where, oh, there's a puller. I need to move here. And that's kind of on the progression where he is. A lot of times those are correct, and then every once in a while there might be one that he misses, but what's great is he learns. So he has the ability to do both. His eyes before feet has improved. Mm-hmm.